See, because one of the attractants for a lady of the night was a smell good perfume. Y'all gonna pray with me a little while here. It was the scent that would attract a man. That's why manufacturers today who's aware of the different attractants in men and women, there are things they put in men's cologne that are attractive and attractants to women. And when they put that in that appeals to the women's noses, they'd be like, ooh. And most women like a good smelling man. Young said, no, that ain't the truth you want. Now come on, talk to me. You cannot even know the man if the cologne smells good. You be like, ooh, that smells good. Then if some of you are bold enough, ooh, sir, I don't mean, I'm just, but what's the name of that? I won't get my husband, sir. They want you to know it ain't you, boo, it's the cologne. And vice versa with women. There are attractants that are placed in that scent that draw men. And so these ointments were made up with that purpose in mind. You can tell the name of certain perfumes and so forth and so on by the scent. But not all of you may be aware of what's put in the scent as an attractant. You just know that smell when you smell it. And listen, it has a slight variance depending on who wears it because of the chemical reaction in the perfume, etc. Well, it is known scientifically that there are some ointments that work better when you get excited. They don't smell the same in the box as they do on you. I'm trying to help educate you now. And so this woman had this alabaster box filled with expensive ointments to do business with the upper echelon. Now look at what the Bible says. Verse 38, and stood at his feet behind him. What was she doing? Weeping. And began to wash his feet with her tears and did wipe them with her hairs of her head and kissed his feet and anointed them with the ointment. At what point would you have stopped your sacrifice? Would it even have started with you being behind him, not trying to be seen? Now listen to this. She wanted something from Jesus. Let's be clear about this. But what she wanted from Jesus was that she didn't want from any other man. That no other man could provide for her, that Jesus could. She wanted salvation. She wanted to be changed. She wanted to be different. And so her approach to Jesus was different from her approach to any other man. She came behind him, not to be seen, but to serve him. Listen, before she ever asked him for anything, she gave him something first. Lord, y'all ain't hearing me. I say before she ever asked him for anything, she gave him something first. Isn't it this? Because when you begin to understand this and see how this operates, and I want to just take a few moments because we're talking about the sacrifice of service to Christ, and it's so important. First, she washed his feet. And the Pharisees had failed to wash Christ's feet. And as it was the custom when you invite guests to your home, you would take a wash pan because they lived in a sandy, gritty place, and they wore sandals and shoes of that sort. And their feet would always, even with the sandals on, get dusty as they walked the dusty roads. And so when they got ready to be, or when they were invited to be guests at home and they got ready to eat, the guests, the host rather, would take the guests and wipe their feet and wash their feet rather, and then wipe their feet and prepare them as an honorable guest. Meaning you were invited to be here. And that was one of the shows or signs that you were an invited guest. Well, they didn't show Jesus that honor, which really said they didn't honor him as a guest. Really, they were surprised that he showed up. Just to show you that they weren't sincere, they didn't even give him the traditional honor as an honored guest of washing his feet. But listen to this. This sinner woman, this prostitute who no longer wanted to be a prostitute, came in the house, and when she saw Jesus positioned to have dinner and noticed his feet were still dusty. Notice what the word says. She came weeping. Now, can I say to you, she must have had a whole lot of tears. Waterfall. Just constantly dripping in order to produce enough water to wash Jesus' feet. She was weeping because her heart was hurting and happy. And I tell you, that'll produce a waterfall when you, when your heart is hurting. And it was hurting because she no longer wanted the lifestyle of her years past. She no longer wanted to do what she had been doing, be who she had been. She wanted a change in her life. She wanted better in her life. She had had enough of this stuff. And no doubt she was in a place where she had had some of the men there and knew they were nothing but hypocrites. And so she is crying, but she's also happy because she was saying, this is the day. A change is coming to my life. Oh, happy day. This day, I wish I had a helper in the house. So she was hurting on the one hand, happy on the other hand, and the tears are falling down her face and on to the feet of Jesus. And then she takes her hair. Not her weave. I didn't mean to sit down. I don't know if they were that advanced back then, but because the Bible talks about that, and I'll get on over to that a little bit later, about a woman's hair is her glory. That's why I just want to just throw this out parenthetically. It don't make sense for you women to keep cutting your glory, chopping your glory, and then go buy a wig or a weave and then try and put it down your back. That don't make no sense. Your hands, I don't care if you get mad. I'm trying to help you here. The Bible says a woman's hair is her glory. That's why you haters hate when a woman got some real long hair. She know how to work it too, everything she do. Make me sick. Look at her. What? Hell. Whoop. Whoop. I wish she swing her hair one more time. Won't hate on her. Cause it's real and it's long. The woman took her hair and wiped the feet of Jesus. Listen, listen. She washed it. And she took that long hair and she. Now I know that must have felt good at Jesus' feet. Real hair. Then the Bible says she wiped his feet. And she used, listen at this, to give you a better sense of this. She used her glory, her hair, to bring him glory. Not old dirty towel, not even a clean washcloth, but she took her glory. That God covered her head with. And she used her glory to wipe his feet. Listen at this. It's important to understand how she starts with her best in her. For the worst that was obvious about her. She is a woman who is known for being a woman of no good reputation. But there is good on the inside of her. That comes out of her in the presence of Jesus. And she, with her tears and her hair, her glory, she starts with herself. She starts with what's in her heart before she ever gives him what's in her hand. See, what I'm trying to tell you is real sacrificial service starts in the heart. It's what's real here in the heart. It's what's real underneath the skin. It's what's real where nobody else is and nobody else knows your thoughts and what you're feeling, etc. It's where the realness of you lives. And that's where she started. Giving Jesus her best, sacrificing first from her heart, herself. And as she began to wipe his feet, listen at what progresses next. She kisses his feet.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's Lobdell Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry. Partner with this ministry. And tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday.